Now, you can't always take your holidays exactly when you want to. Unless you're the boss, of course. So a new guide, Lonely Planet's Where to Go When, could be invaluable to make the most of your precious holiday time. This book offers tips on how you can find your perfect trip, no matter when you're thinking of travelling. There's advice on weather, when to spot wildlife, and when to save money by travelling out of season. Author Sarah Baxter wrote the book to answer a common travel query.
Where to go when is probably one of the most asked questions in travel. They might have to take their holiday in October or June, so then they want to know where to go at that particular time. Or on the flip side, perhaps they really like doing a certain activity and therefore they want to know when the best time is to do that.
An important part of the guide are the charts which show temperatures over the year in different destinations.
For some people, it is the main thing. You know, they're not really bothered where they go as long as they can guarantee that it's going to be sort of 27 degrees and they can lie on a beach. And likewise for skiing, you know, you want to make sure there's snow there.
The guide is filled with useful tips about when to visit particular destinations. For example, Sarah said Romania could be good in winter.
What kind of fairy tale must that look like to see sort of Dracula's castle draped in snow and then to hike in the hills with these snowshoes on your feet?
Sarah told me that would also work well if you're visiting an expensive destination like Japan.
Clearly, spring is very popular with the spring blossoms. Autumn is very popular with the fall foliage. But I was reading about going there in sort of January, February time, which would probably be bitterly cold. But the air is very clear at that time, and that's when you probably most of those wonderful pictures of Mount Fuji cloaked in snow are going to be taken in January. And they have a really good onsen or hot spring culture. I could go sightseeing, a bit quieter, a bit cheaper because it's off season, and then I can just warm up in a local onsen hot spring afterwards.
Now, of course, travelling through the school holidays can be expensive for families. I asked Sarah if she had any tips to save money.
Bali or Indonesia, where the prices on the ground are pretty cheap anyway. Or you might go for something like a sort of a slightly more offbeat destination in Italy, which is obviously very busy in summer, but maybe looking at sort of an agriturismo in the countryside where you can, because you're sort of a bit more remote, you're away from the crowds, and maybe you can self-cater.
Sarah has another cash-saving recommendation.
Booking your actual flight on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, will get you a better deal if you're willing to sort of postpone your Christmas, if you like.
Lonely Planet's Where to Go When is available in bookshops and online on Amazon.